North Korea triggers new tensions in the Pacific. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, with an early morning missile launch that had people in Japan rushing to air raid shelters.
North Korea had fired off an intermediate range missile and it flew right over Japan. Millions of people on alert, many scrambling for shelters. The missile reported to travel nearly 3,000 miles, landing in the Pacific. That launch condemned by Japan, South Korea, and the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken reaffirmed the need to hold North Korea accountable for unacceptable behavior.
Fox's Jill Nato, Japan's defense minister, not ruling out a counterattack. President Biden promising more federal aid to Puerto Rico yesterday after visiting some of the areas that had been ravaged by Hurricane Fiona 2 weeks ago.
The people of Puerto Rico keep getting back up with resilience and determination. Quite frankly, it's pretty extraordinary when you're looking from afar. And you deserve every bit of help your country can give you. That's what I'm determined to do, and that's what I promise you.
The president will travel to Florida tomorrow to view some of the damage done by Hurricane Ian. Some of the southwest Florida barrier islands are reported to be uninhabitable.
This is the south coast of Sanibel Island. There is complete destruction in every direction. Some of these houses were simply blown off their foundation, 50 or 100 yards. Others are flipped upside down. Others, the roofs and the windows, the sidewalls, all blown off. Already at least 4 people dead, but search and rescue operations continue here. And officials say the island is not safe for residents. Power has been shut off, water has been shut off, and the causeway has been shut down as well. It's partially destroyed by the storm. And that's going to be the key test of whether or not this island rebuilds.
Fox's Steve Harrigan, but Governor Ron DeSantis says Floridians are showing a determination to rebuild. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
5 weeks to the midterm election, so warning, the two of the country's adversaries are trying to influence them.
Russia is amplifying divisive topics on the internet, including doubts about the integrity of American elections, while China is seeking to influence select races to hinder candidates perceived to be particularly adversarial to Beijing. At the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
Former President Trump is accusing CNN of trying to scuttle his future political ambitions by characterizing his questioning of the 2020 election results as the big lie. He's suing the network for $475 million. Trial has begun in Washington for a group of men facing the most serious charges yet from last year's incursion at the U.S. Capitol.
Assistant U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Nessler, in his opening statement, said Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes and 4 associates' goal was to touch off an armed rebellion at the Capitol to stop the transfer of power. Rhodes and the others are on trial for seditious conspiracy for what the Justice Department says was the intentional use of letters, meetings, and encrypted apps to carry out their plans. The federal government last won a seditious conspiracy case in the 1990s. A conviction could mean up to 20 years in prison. The trial is expected to last several weeks. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
California confirms its drought continues.
Officials say the state should expect another dry year ahead in what's already California's driest 3-year stretch on record. The past so-called water year began with historic rainfall in October, only to be followed by the driest January through March in at least a century. State reservoirs are at 69% of their usual levels. Another dry year will increase pressure on residents, farmers, and businesses to conserve more water. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.